All right, we're here.
You're cool.
That's going down, man.
No, it'll support you, man. It's a ping pong table. So, what's going on here, Dan? Welcome back to Channel 9.
Thank you. Dan Fernandez, product manager for Visual Studio Express, and we have
Mark Jewett, SQL Server Express, product manager.
Excellent. So what are we talking about? What's going on?
Two big things we're talking about are, one is the Maiden Express contest and Maker Faire, an event where we can actually meet Channel 9ers.
Cool.
So I'll let you give the spiel on the contest.
Oh, the spiel.
Yeah.
I need a spiel. All right. So Maiden Express contest. That's a contest that we're doing to promote all the cool things you can do with Express and all the cool things that cool people are doing with Express.
Okay.
So we launched this contest. When did we launch the contest? About a month ago.
It's probably a month.
3 weeks ago.
Okay. And where did you launch it? On what site?
There's a site. Yeah, good question. So www.maidenexpresscontest.com.
Okay.
And so you can go up there. And the first thing you do, it's real easy. The first thing you do is you put a video, or you put an idea up there, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing you do with Express. So we're going to go through those ideas, and we got hundreds of ideas up there.
So here's
already.
The deal. We had done we have, you said we're going to have 500 or
I
so
think we
ideas.
Might hit 500 while we're doing this video, actually.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, so lots of ideas.
So one of the things we wanted to do was have a contest and make it kind of a non-traditional contest. So the typical contest is like everybody writes code and then eventually they submit it. What we wanted to do is go to the idea stage before they started writing code and actually follow along as contestants actually write the code. So all you need to do to enter the contest is submit your idea. And then we're going to pick the 10 coolest ideas and actually have each of the contestants keep a blog. So that way we can keep track of how the project's going.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. Yeah. So 12.
12. I know.
Top 12.
Yeah.
So we're going to follow along. That's the idea. Is people got these cool ideas, you know, what they want to do. So not hard to sign up.
Okay.
And then we're going to pick the 12 and we're going to follow along. So we're going to send them a webcam, let them do videos like this one. How's it going? Trials and tribulations. You know, what was tough.
Excellent.
And what was fun, you know, when did you stay up till 4 a.m. programming something, you know, when did your hardware go down at the last second, all that kind of stuff.
And even asking, like, the community, like, oh my god, I want to add this feature and I have no idea, and you kind of get, like, sort of a community aspect where, you know, they blog about something that's really tough, and then, you know, you find 30 responses, somebody saying, yeah, you know, I've done this before, and this is how you do it, so it's kind of an interesting take on the approach. And the other cool thing is the community voting, so you want to talk about that?
So we're going to do, not only do I should say the judging panel first, because we'd be remiss on Channel 9 not mention that Mr. Scovel is one of the judges.
But he's not a developer.
He's not a developer, that's right.
That's
and,
cool, though.
And
he's
you know
an
what?
End user.
You want to, yeah, user. You want, like, consumer voting as opposed to somebody saying, hey, you know, your algorithm isn't tight kind of thing. So this is really...
And this is as much about the idea. See, the thing is it's not just technology because I can sit there and do some cool coding. It's it's like doing something useful.
Excellent.
Which is part of the gig. And, you know, we figure Scoble gets to see enough stuff out there people are doing. He'll be able to weigh in.
He can sniff what's
good
cool.
Thoughts. That's
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Very good.
So, he'll be able to find what's cool. And, as well, other judges?
Phil Terone from Make Magazine, from which is part of O'Reilly. So, yeah, Make Magazine. And, in fact, maybe that's a chance we can talk a little bit about Maker Faire, because this is kind of tied into some of the fun we're going to go down and have on April 22nd. Yeah, Maker Faire down in San Mateo.
San Mateo, okay.
So
what is Maker Faire exactly?
Can I say what I think it is? I think it's a big science fair.
Big science
yeah,
fair?
Yeah, like 5,000, 10,000 people getting together down in the Bay Area.
Nice.
Just Mythbusters is coming. You got all kinds of media coming, but, you know, really it's about going to a big science fair and seeing what cool people, you know, are doing with cool technology.
Yeah, it's kind of your non-traditional, you know, as Express is your non-traditional tool, but it's a non-traditional conference. I mean, they have, you know, it's like $20 to get in as opposed to like $2,000 a conference. It's on a weekend, so people can come by. It's San Mateo Fairgrounds. It should be a lot of fun, but, like, they have hydroelectric areas. They have swap meet areas. We'll have a bunch of cool projects from Coding for Fun. We have some hardware guys. The Project Origami guys will be there.
Okay.
So we'll have a good Microsoft presence. But it should really be a lot of fun. And Charles and team are going to be there from Channel 9 as well.
We'll
so videotaping cool stuff.
Absolutely.
So
Yeah, so that's April 22nd again. We should have a good time with that. But that's back to the point. Phil Terone is one of the judges. And then we got a mystery judge still waiting in the wings that we're going to announce. But the most important judges are everybody that's watching this and everybody that's going to come into the site and be able to do a community vote. We're going to...
Okay. This is like, probably, you know, the American Idol style. Yeah, yeah, you yeah, get yeah. to vote. It's 12 projects. So if your project gets chosen, you have a 1 in 12 chance. But now you get to also win the community vote, meaning everybody gets to pick their favorite project. Project on which one will.
Cool. Now, this is a contest, so what do you win?
Oh, give him the grand prize.
What do you win? So the big prize, 10 grand.
Yeah, 10 grand.
So 10 grand.
Cash.
So 10 grand cash.
Nice.
Yeah. And anywhere in the world, by the way. So, you know, we see lots of contests out there that are just certain parts of the world. Well, this one is whole world, you know, minus a few companies. See the rules, usual rules apply.
Uh-huh.
But 10 grand first prize. We're going to give away a runner-up prize of another grand. We're going to have that community prize, which is another grand, and all the finalists of the 12, if they finish the project, then they get a Amazon gift certificate. So lots to go around. If you're in that
it's
top
like $250
$250 gift certificate. Yeah. So
no matter what, you walk away with, I mean, assuming you finish your project, $250.
That's right.
Cool. So now, what are you looking for as a good project? I mean, what does that mean? Let's have, you know, give us an example of what a good project.
Yeah, so we did a little brainstorming on that. We got a little section on the site called Imagine the Possibilities.
Okay.
And it's got some different ideas and some of the ones I liked. So Jacqueline Russell had the ideas of doing an application that measured how hard you were typing or how fast you were typing, and that would be a mood indicator, and it would do something like with your instant messenger or something to show what kind of mood you're in based on how you're typing. So I thought that was kind of a cool one.
Yeah, if you're typing angry, chances are you want to make sure that person isn't invited to the next meeting.
That's
so.
Right.
But, cool. You know, a lot of cool ideas are like,
ask.
Yeah, there's like cool ideas, but you really don't know where the next cool idea is. So you kind of don't want to constrain. You just want to say, like, blank slate. Yeah. Somebody think of something cool and not constrain it. Because the second, you know, it's a lot more difficult to come up with something unique or original than by, say, constraining it. And, you know, once you see the idea, then you're like, oh, yeah, of course that makes sense. And that's a lot of fun. So
yeah, so cool. So we don't want to spoil the pot, right? So maidenexpresscontest.com, you can go put your idea in up there. What are we judging on? We're judging on how cool the idea is, how you use Express.
Blog, I think, as well.
Well, the blog will be in the finalists, but even just for the idea, it's the creativity, it's how you use Express, and it is whether we think you can do it or not. That's the other one. So
gotcha.
We ask a couple of questions on the forum. You know, what are you going to do, and why should we pick you? And we'll pick the top
12. So you could have a really grand idea, but you have to make sure it's actually implementable.
Yeah, and you know what?
Using Express.
We want people to be a little careful on
the
you know, I'm going to change the world. That's right.
Hover skateboard probably is not going to make it. Yeah. Although it would have been good a couple days ago for April Fool's Day.
We saw a couple of blog posts I think were probably dead on, which were, you know, it's going to be the mix of simple and creative that probably really nails this thing. Stuff that's really useful, that's probably the stuff that's going to shine more than I'm going to create the next application, you know, the next email, you know, killer app or something like that. So
now let's talk about, so if I create a really cool application, win the, not me, but yeah, but I'm not going to do it, of course. What happens to the application? Can I sell it? Like, or do we own it?
Yeah, so what is
how
the
does that work?
I remember there's this, you know, anytime legal restrictions come in, so
no, actually, so we don't own it. Microsoft doesn't own it. We take a license to it so that we can distribute it. And I mean, part of what we're trying to do is help other people do cool stuff too. So a cool project isn't just that you do it one time. It's that other people can do it.
Fantastic.
Right? So you get your name out there. Hey, this girl's doing cool stuff with this technology. So, you know, people might go do something with it after that, but it's more about doing something cool in the short term. So, but we don't take ownership of the project. It's not our IP. We're going to distribute it around and make sure that people know about it.
Fantastic. Maybe like a cool sample for the next version of Express?
Yeah, exactly. This is, you know, it's one of those things to make yourself infamous, if you will.
So. Infamous.
Infamous, cool. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and so Express, there's a free group of products, right?
Yeah, so Visual Studio Express, free group of products. Yeah.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a big uptake. We should actually, I think, around Maker Faire, we'll be having some announcements that I think the Express people will be pretty happy with as well.
Cool.
So, can't spoil the fun yet, though.
We won't spoil the fun.
Yeah, we got some good stuff coming.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, and SQL Server Express, Ken.
SQL Server Express.
Dan watches Visual Studio, and I watch SQL Server Express.
Okay.
So we got some big numbers to talk about coming up here, too. Lots of people doing some fun stuff with SQL Server Express.
Good. Good.
Yeah, so what else do we want to talk about?
I think that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah. The contest, we got the, and Maker Faire, come meet us in Maker Faire.
Yeah, that's so
April 22nd, 23rd.
MaidenExpressContest.com. San Mateo Fairgrounds must be about 10 minutes from San Francisco Airport.
Okay.
At the most, so come down, join the fun. Even if you're not in that area, I think it's going to be a ton of fun. That's a magazine and an event that are getting a ton of fun right now.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. There's so many things. I mean, they have Mythbusters, Discovery Channel, the Robot Magazine guys are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of
fun.
We've
seen CNN already talking about Maker Faire.
It's
still weeks out, so.
The Maker Faire guys were on CNN, so it should be your non-typical conference. So.
Outstanding.
So come join the fun.
All right. We will.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
This is a record, 11-minute video for Channel 9. Maybe Woo-hoo. They're starting a new trend here. Thanks, you guys.
Quick and dirty.